I confess before him that submissiveness befits my soul, and I bear witness that lordship befits him. I convey what he revealed to me, lest should I not do it, he may make lawful that a calamity befalls me, that which no one can turn away from me even if he has great schemes and sincere friendship, for there is no God but he. He has informed me that if I do not convey what he has revealed to me about Ali's right, it is as if I have not conveyed his message at all. Certainly, he, the Most Holy, the Most High, has guaranteed for me protection from the evil of people, and he is Allah, who is sufficient and bountiful. Thus, he revealed to me this verse, in the name of Allah, the Compassionate, the Merciful. O Messenger! Deliver what has been sent down to you from your Lord regarding Ali ibn Abi Talib and his leadership. And if you do not, you have not conveyed his message at all, and Allah shall protect you from evil people. O people! I have never been neglectful of conveying what Allah, the Exalted, sent down to me, and I shall now explain to you the reason behind the revelation of this verse. Verily, Gabriel came down to me three times giving the order of my Lord, who is the security of the believers, that I should stand in the scene and inform everyone, white and black, that Ali ibn Abi Talib is my brother, my deputy, and the executor of my affairs, Wasi, my successor over my nation, Khalifa, and the leader, Imam, after me, whose position to me is like that of Aaron to Moses except that there shall be no prophet after me, and that he is your guardian, Veli, after Allah and his messenger. Indeed, Allah, the Most Holy, the Most High, had already sent down to me a verse from his book about this, saying, only your guardian is Allah and his messenger and those of the believers who establish the prayers and pay the charity while they bow down. Ali ibn Abi Talib was the one who kept alive prayers and paid charity while bowing down in ruku. He intends the pleasure of Allah, the Mighty and the Majestic, in all situations. I asked Gabriel to plead to Allah, who is the security of the believers, to excuse me from conveying it to you. O people, due to my knowledge on the fewness of the pious, the numerousness of the hypocrites, the corruption and the treachery of the sinful, and the trickery of those who ridicule Islam, those whom Allah described in his book as, they say with their tongues what is not in their hearts, taking it lightly, while it is a grave matter in the sight of Allah, and due to their annoying me on many occasions, so much so that they called me all ear, claiming I am so because of Ali's frequent attendance in my presence and my attention to him, until Allah, the Mighty and the Majestic, sent down the following verse in this regard. And of them are some who annoy the Prophet and say, he is an ear for accepting what he hears, particularly from Ali. Say, one whom you call ear is best for you, he believes in Allah, safeguards the believers, and is a mercy for those of you who believe. And for those who harm the Messenger of Allah, there shall be a painful torment. Had I wished to name those who have called me so, to point out towards them, or to lead to them by their signs, I would have done so. Yet, by Allah, I have indeed dealt with their affairs magnanimously. Nevertheless, Allah is not satisfied with me until I convey what he has sent down to me regarding the right of Ali. Then, the Prophet, peace be upon him, recited again the following verse, O Messenger! Deliver what has been sent down to you from your Lord with regard to Ali. And if you do not, you will not have conveyed his message at all, and Allah shall protect you from evil people.